And them there's one of them.
Yeah.
Them Lewises has always been that funny. Ever since we've been in this country, they've always been, you know, funny. One their way. And
yeah. Oh, I wasn't expecting that at all, because he had been so nice. You know, when he said...
I mean, he got studying about it and think maybe he was up to something to catch him or do something.
Yeah.
Other.
His wife said he stayed up most of the night worrying about
it. Oh, no.
But, I mean, I don't... You know, after, she wouldn't even listen to me. She wouldn't...
I reckon you're sorry you upset him that
way. Yeah, I didn't. I had no idea that he was going to take that.
Well, see, he's a nervous type person, and he's been sick. I don't know what you call the matter with him, but he's been down in the withers for...
Yeah.
Well, see, he worked at Buckeye, and he had to quit his job down there. He got sick, and he couldn't do... And so he was drawing some kind of a pension, I think, for Buckeye.
Yeah.
But he's been down in the withers a long, long time. I just wouldn't tell you how many years. But he just... I don't know, he just don't seem like he's got any... hopes of itself or something. I just think I can't explain it the way he feels.
It was surprising, because mostly he didn't do the talking, you know.
He couldn't talk, I don't imagine.
He was just kind of scared to come out and tell me that he didn't want to mess with it. He waited till his wife came in.
She take over.
Yeah, she sure did take over.
That's what I say. I bet she take... No, she's some woman, though. Well, he is too, if you... get him where he ain't nervous, you know, but when he get him nervous, he's just all the pieces.
Yeah.
But now she's got the nerve to
let you know. She wouldn't even listen to me. She didn't want to have... She just came in and said, I don't see no sense in this, and we're not going to do it. And it just...
It just killed you right there, didn't it?
Well, it wasn't anything I could say, because she didn't even want
to... You wasn't expecting it. Well, they ought not have told you to come back if they wasn't there to help you out, so... In a way, I'm this way. I want to do right if I know how, and I'm going to do right. But I ain't going to insist on people doing it and then make a mess that up, and then they come and then they're just out of the way.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he could have called me or something if he had been there.
Well, he could have called you and told him not to come because he wasn't able to take it or something like that. It'd have been better for you, I think. Of course, you know. Everybody's got their own way of doing things, and some of them it's a poor way too, some of them.
Who around here would be a good younger person for me to talk to? I was thinking about this,
That nose down yonder would be a good person.
Well, except he's busy all the time.
Well, he's out there, I think, fixing the garden. He comes out here and got some fertilizer. And he, you know what he got for his corn, a bushel yesterday? He had a trailer full of honey, got $2.40 a bushel.
Really?
In the shuck. Yeah. Got $1 and $1 more than he did last year.
Gosh.
He got $1.60 last year. Mm-hmm. He got $2.40 yesterday for his car. Well, in the shuck now. Last year he sold his corn $1.06 a bushel and went back up there and after he eat up what he had, you know. He's got a thing he grinds up and makes feed out for the cows and the hogs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he might tell you a lot of things, experience, and his wife could help you out, help her too, you know. They worked that way. And then he'd grind another carrot and they eat it up. And then when he had to go back up here to Greenville at the market up there, he had to pay $6 for a 100-pound sack. That's how much he had to pay, that much more for corn.
Mm-hmm.
I told him, I said, this morning I said, well, I'm glad you got him. I said, I thought about what you done last year, you know. So it was $1.06 and then went back up there. And he was just, it was in the shut then with the bush, you know. And this year he had to go back up there and pay $6.00 a 100 pounds.
Yeah.
That's about $4.40 more for the corn. That's fine. That's right. So I said, well, he got pretty good this year. I told him, he said, so much has slowed down, he can't get it with the pig.